talk segment of my show that I like to have because I'm a radio DJ. I like to talk a little bit before I play music. We're going to talk about... Well, we were going to talk about the new episode, but Ring hasn't seen it yet.
No, I haven't seen it. I'm sorry. I was busy with taxes and other stuff, not Hitalia. No anime.
You were busy or being lazy. It's May.
They don't know that.
Yes, they do.
I can't even do this.
I was going to watch it. Then I started watching YouTube. Then Ace suddenly reminds me, oh wait, there's a show.
I want you to know you people are hopeless. You really are.
And yet with a favorite.
Coming from Mr. Late every show.
Hey, you shut your mouth.
Is it bad that a radio DJ goal in life is to be on time for his own show?
That is not the old you anyways. So instead of talking about the episode, tonight we're going to be talking about BabsCon. Woo! Now, for those of you that do not know, BabsCon was a pony convention held in San Francisco. Absolutely lovely San Francisco. I kid you not, about, 3 miles away from the airport, so that was a lot of fun listening to the planes. But I gotta say, I've only been to 2 conventions. I've had a handful of dealings in multiple conventions, but I gotta say, BabsCon was best by far, especially for a first year convention. I know there's a lot of drama surrounding it, blah blah blah, but don't get wrapped up in that. The convention was great. They did a good job. They had all 6 of the VAs there, or well, St. Tabitha came on Skype, but it counts.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it was great. I mean, I got a freaking piece of chocolate from Sunbutt, so
you always get chocolate.
I don't know why. But yeah, she just... I was recording on the side of the stage. We had a question to air, and I was manning the camera, focusing on the people asking the questions that was off to the side. So I was right next to the stage. I mean, these guys, I could have just, thrown something at them. It was great. And, man, it was a lot of fun. But yeah, so they were all Nicole Oliver had rounded up all the kids, which in my opinion was brought a tear to my eye. She rounded up all the kids in the audience and she sat them right in front of the stage on the floor so they could get, a real good view and not have to look over a bunch of adults. But and then she took bags of candy, the entire panel took these bags of chocolates and candies and threw them into the audience, and Peter New kept hitting the ceiling.
I guess he wanted him to jump for it.
Yeah, and Cole Oliver dropped a bunch of chocolate right in front of the stage, so I snuck in there and I grabbed it all and I gave it to the kids sitting in the front row, and she looked at me.
I was about to say.
And she said thank you and gave me a piece of chocolate, and it was just the most glorious thing.
Aw, you got a piece of chocolate for being a little helper.
I did. It was
Ace,
great.
I gotta be honest, I was about ready to smack you in the face. I snuck in there, took all the candy, and I was about ready to hit you.
Then she said,
oh, I gave them to the kids, and then she gave me a piece of chocolate. Well, that's heartwarming.
It was heartwarming.
But I was seriously about ready to find where you live and smack you in the face.
Did you do with the candy?
I actually did not eat it. I couldn't bring myself to eat this piece of candy. And it is sitting on my... I have a shelf with all of my mementos from, life, right? It's got my old Lieutenant Navy, combination cover. It's got my Boston's whistle. It's got a bunch of hot sauces that I've tried from different places. It's got a baseball from the M&M factory in, I think, Las Vegas. A bunch of Coke bottles from the Coke... Anyways, I'm rambling, but I put it on that shelf.
Oh, man.
I can't help it, but I put it on that shelf next to all my other mementos.
What are you going to do when the chocolate melts, though? And all the ants come and get it.
Well, it's not going to melt. Hopefully it won't get that hot in my room, but... It's wrapped up pretty tight.
Don't worry, nothing will get hot with you around in it.
Oh. But the only thing...
And the first shot has been fired.
the only thing that surpassed Nicole Oliver giving me a piece of chocolate was the fact that I got to meet the one and only Ashley Ball. And it was absolutely just fantastic.
Aren't you lucky?
I bought a shadow box. And the people that made the shadow box only made 3 shadow boxes. One went to me. Another one went to anonymous guy. And then the third one went to Ashley Ball herself.
I am so shocked. I didn't see that coming.
So I got this shadow box. And I'm sitting here and I said, I have to man this table. PBL had a table and I was DJing at the table. Before security kicked me out, that's a different story. So I was DJing at this table. Everybody was having a good time and everybody was coming in like, PBL, wow, that's great. Hey, do you guys have a station for like classic music or orchestral or rock or EDM or this or that and the other? I was like, yes, go here, yes, go here, yes, go here. And it was great, absolutely fantastic. I had a blast. But then, my friend Pony Toast came by.
Oh.
And said, man, no, I'm sorry, not Pony Toast. Deimos Fox came by and said, man, the...
Deimos.
Yes,
sorry, Deimos. I have a history with Deimos.
Freaking
I have Deimos. A history with Deimos.
Yeah, Deimos is awesome. I actually had to share a bed with him most of the con, but that's a different story as well.
What?
As I was saying, Deimos Fox came by and said, man, the VA room's about to close and Ashley Ball's about to leave. I said, oh, I've been manning this table doing my job. He was like, well, you might want to go get in line. So I go over there and I went and bought $20 worth of these passes. You had to pay for signing. Signature from Ashley Ball was $20. And I said, man, that's worth it. So I went up and went to talk to security to see if I can get in. And he was like, what are you doing here? You know, this guy was a real jerk. He was like, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here. I said, well, I want to get this thing signed from Ashley Ball. And he's like, well, you got to get in the back of the line. I said, all right, that's fine. Where's the line? And he points to this line. I kid you not. It goes out of the signing room, all the way down the hall, all the way up a set of staircases, all the way out the double doors, all the way halfway around this building, the hotel.
What?
Yeah. Just no. For Ashley Ball. There was a separate line for everybody else, but just for Ashley Ball, there was this line that went all the way around this hotel building. And I said, there's no way I'm going to be able to do this. I might as well just give up. I mean, I'm doing press here. I guess that doesn't count for anything, but all right. So I went back to DJing, and now Pony Toast comes by my table. And he says, man, I'm so upset. I said, Toast, what's wrong? He said, well, I'm in a similar situation to you. I was recording, and I went waiting in line, and I kid you not, the line got cut off right in front of me. He was the cutoff point, that line.
Oh,
I said,
no.
Toast, man. He said, I'm going to go find O-Dubs, Obsidian Winter. I said, all right, I'm going to come with you. So I switched to Auto DJ for Ponyville FM because that's my station. Yeah. So I switched to Auto DJ and let that play, and I left the booth and took my picture, and I said, we went to O-Dubs, and he was like, O-Dubs, I don't want to be that guy. And he almost didn't do it because he really did feel like that guy. But O-Dubs was like, all right, you're right. You're streaming for this convention. You deserve a signature from Ashley Ball. So I was just sitting there like, wow, Toast, you're really charismatic. And then I thought, why don't I just sneak in behind him? So O-Dubs leads him to the line, and I'm just following, you know, being there for quote-unquote moral support. I just so happen to have my picture in my hand. And O-Dubs puts him in line and tells the security guy, you know, explains the situation. I just kind of step in right beside him. I kid you not, before the, you know, O-Dubs finishes the conversation, before he can even process it, I start conversing with him. So I got in there and I just started talking to the security guy to get his mind off what O-Dubs just said so I could stay, right? And I mean, I'm talking to him the whole time, and we get inside the doors and he walks off because they shut the doors behind us. And I thought, wow, I did it. I just snuck into the signing. So I'm sitting there And everybody's like, everybody else is like, the VAs are packing up and leaving, but Ashley Paul still has I'd say about a dozen people inside the room waiting in line. Man, I was the last one to get a signing from Ashley Ball. And she was like, wow, you waited in line that long for me? I was like, yes, because you're awesome. And I kid you not. I was trying my hardest, my absolute hardest, not to fangasm right then and there. Because meeting Ashley Ball, so I was suppressing all of this wanting to jump around and squee like Twilight in that one episode. Kitty Mark Chronicles. That's it.
Yes.
I wanted to do that so bad, and she gave me a high five for waiting in line, and I just almost died. And then she signed my picture and made small talk with me, and I was trying so hard not to be like, oh my god, you're the best! Ah! But yeah, so I shook her hand and said, man, thank you so much for coming. Thank you for signing my thing. You're awesome. And I walk out I walk out the panel room, and as soon as I heard those doors close behind me, I just went, as loud as I could, right there in front of God and everybody. I kid you not. Everybody was looking at me. I was just held up my picture that got signed by Ashley Ball and walked away with the straightest face in the world.
Oh wow, you're yes, crazy.
It was something else. And then, you know, I got to meet a squirrel, or Sleepy Pony as he's known in the IRC. It was, mm-hmm. And the Limitless and all these people just that I don't get to normally see. I had dinner with a lot of people, went to a party, actually got to DJ at the FurCon, I think it was called. Got free drinks out of it. Ah, oh, man, it was just so much fun. If you ever have an opportunity, I highly recommend going to a convention. It's just...
You know, Ace, it kind of sucks. Like, I know everyone you're talking to. I've been in his Skype calls with him. I helped with CR when it was a thing. Whether or not it's still a thing, don't know, don't care. I had a war with Pony Toast. I kept Deimos up for a 24-hour stream. Or I tried to, at least. Then he tells me, after he tells me to be the guy who helps him stay up, and after DJ Shamrock tells me the same thing, Deimos tells me that all of his notification systems are off, so no matter what I did, he wouldn't get anything. So there was like a good 10-minute dead air, and I'm just spamming his
plank.
Spamming the heck out of him, and he's not responding, and I'm like, ah, crap. He then answers all those spams back at once. Like, all of my things are off. You helping me is utterly useless. You told me to help you. How am I supposed to help you with this crap?
You know what that means, Dusk?
Continuing on with what I was saying, sorry, I'm eventually gonna go to a con, and no one's gonna know me. And I don't mean that like, oh, I'm unpopular, oh, I'm... Like, a bunch of people just go to the convention to go to the convention. That's right. Probably what I'm gonna do. It's just, none of them are gonna know me back when I have actually helped them in the past, other than Ace and Eagle.
Would I recommend you do?
Because of that which shall not be.
Don't worry, Dusk.
Oh, and Bronyborn. Bronyborn will never forget me. He's one of my editors for fanfics, actually.
But Dusk, did you go and watch the Ponyville Live panel at BabsCon?
No, I have not.
Watch that, because me and Silver talk about Sparta in that video. We're like, Silver was like, yeah, actually, me and Ace met in this pony rap group, and I was like, Silver, no. He's like, yeah, I was like,
your dark secret is out now.
It is. I kid you
not. I
want to
be on a panel with you guys, but I'm not in the radio. I'm barely a member of BBL, and it sucks.
I know, but that's
you're only here because I'm awesome, and I let you here.
I kid you not, during that Ponyville Live panel, it was the first break we had had in like 12 hours. It's just absolutely the first break, because I mean, I was streaming and streaming and streaming, and just Borg was doing all sorts of stuff. Silver was working on the computer. That was our first break. We had a dozen people in that room listening to us, and we said, you know what? We're just going to have fun with this. You know, I had sat through the Everfree panel. They had fun with it. It's a pony convention. We're going to have fun with this panel. Mm-hmm. So we hit upon all the important stuff, and then we still had like 30 minutes left, you know, obviously space, but we went through stuff and we just had fun. We made fun of Toast and his little sea ponies escapade. And like I said, we hit up on Sparta. We talked about airlines. We made all sorts of really bad, cringy jokes that just make you want to like slap us, but you laugh at the same time because they're that funny and stupid.
You mean like all your cheesy jokes?
You know what, Ring? You can get out.
Fine.
No, don't leave.
No. We need the female perspective in this place. If we don't, we're going to get shut down. I mean, what?
Absolutely.
Oh, what? So that's all I'm here for.
You are only here
just
because
I got a
sausage fest.
X instead of a Y.
Yes, because you have two X chromosomes instead of a Y. We keep you here. So thank you.
You know what? Now I'm not even going to feel sad when I take you over.
I'm dying. Okay. Oh, man,
Ace, I think it should go on record that I'm doing pretty well in censoring myself.
Yeah, good. You should.
You
need a pat on the back.
As we said in the true PBL panel fashion, I have completely derailed my sandwich here. But
true sandwich.
I've derailed my sandwich. I'm telling you guys, go watch the Ponyville Live little panel we did. It's tons of fun to watch.
Should we tell these guys about Sandwich Radio Burrito or something,
sandwich
too?
Radio.
Because
that's
of the sandwich show?
Sandwich Radio is actually a thing.
It's on YouTube.
But, yeah. Good times at BabsCon. Just absolutely. Peter New came dressed up as Princess Big Mac. And I was filming,
awesome.
Right? Peter New came in, I was filming. I kid you not, when he walked through those doors in the back of the room, I just zoomed out the camera to where it got a wide shot of everyone. And I was so dumbfounded that I sat down, I looked at all the VAs on the panel, and I just said, I quit. I could not do that. Peter New came up, walked right by me on stage, and he looked at me, smiled, and the only thing I could mutter was, why?
Peter New is awesome, man.
Peter New is awesome.
Long live Princess Big Mac!
Long live Princess Big Mac. Just absolutely. And, oh dear.
I just, there's something and it makes me happy, but I'll bring it up later, Ace.
No, please, bring it up.
Oh.
We can topic jump. I feel like talking right now anyways.
Crap. Well, I don't want to self-promote like a dick.
Everyone knows you don't do enough
of
that.
Oh, okay. Shh.
does Ace, to put simply, what we usually talk about when this ends?
Oh,
and I've been dragging my feet on. The whole reason I got
the fanfic, right?
No, not Ace is Wild. Not Ace is Wild.
Oh, well, okay, that needs to be
speaking of, I did pass that college class with
you
that
did.
Story.
Oh, nice. Are you still, like, working on it? Or?
I'm not still working on it yet, but I'll probably work on it tomorrow or Monday at school.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah,
no, I'm
school?
Talking about LP. That might be a good enough.
LP. Lupus.
No.
Lapis Lazuli.
The whole reason I got this new microphone.
Oh right, okay. Your little. All right. How is that going? Your what? To explain to our listeners here, all 33 of them. Wow, quite a number.
Lincoln Pony. Okay, yes. I wanted to do ponifications of Lincoln Park for the longest time. I've been trying to do it for two, maybe three bloody years. I've been trying to do it since longer than I've known Ace, since before Sparta.
Since before
Eagle, since before Bronyborn.
Since
before Luna Radio, honestly.
Anyway.
Before all of these radios became a thing, I've been trying. Not the point. Sorry, I like rambling, Ring. Stop making fun of my rambles.
I'm not. I was trying to get you to go on with the story. We get it.
I've been trying for a long time. My first excuse for why I was taking so long. I need a Mike Shinoda. I need someone to rap for me. By the way, spot's been taken. If anyone is about to spam the chat, I don't know. Don't, because.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
You know, Ace, if you want to do it, I suppose you can have a rap off with Blitz. That'd be pretty fun to listen to.
I probably could, but
you're not supposed to deny the viewers and give him the spot. That's rude.
I'm special.
Well, no, I'm not. Nice. I'm not giving him a spot.
Of course,
think
you are, Ace. We all think it.
Oh.
But
anyways,
the difference is I say that loud.
Anyway, point is, I've been dragging my feet. Also, the recording software I had didn't do my voice justice, and my voice didn't do Linkin Park justice yet.
Bad.
I might record tonight because, no one's home, and I have a mic.
Go for it. You know, I actually tried to edit the heck out of that, and even with the nice little audio, it still sounded bad. But yeah, I got online.
It wasn't particularly my singing, and I know that that sounds like, it's not my singing, I'm beautiful. No, it's not that.
No, he did good
it
singing.
It was honestly the software. Honestly the mic I used to record. Hardware. And I say that with the utmost modesty. And I say this next part with the utmost modesty. I don't get good reviews from people who listen to me at concerts for nothing.
Yeah. I mean, this guy can sing. Like I said, when I was editing his audio file, it was on key. It was good. It's just the quality of the recording was bad. So what we did was I went online and looked at, you know, reasonably inexpensive microphones. You know, Dusk, I believe you just now got your first job.
Way to spread that for me. But yes, I did.
Okay, so
where is it?
Finally got some
making blizzards at Dairy Queen.
Which really, I mean, how can you not like that job?
Any discounts?
Hey, wait, no, this is the best part about this place. Pop is free, vanilla ice cream is free, dilly bars are free, half off food.
Wow, that's incredible.
I'm
going to
be so fat by the time I'm done working there.
I would love to work there. Actually, no, I wouldn't, because I make so much money detailing. Anyway, that was a good thing to say.
Yeah, I'll
serve
work at a place.
What I was saying was, I got online, Dust finally got the resources to, you know, invest some into this project. So I got online, looked up some nice microphones, and what he ended up getting was a Snowball, which, if you can't tell the difference between, well, this is at 128.
Blue Snowball. It is quite the magical microphone.
Yes, his voice sounds like chocolate in my ears. I mean, it's just oozing into my brain.
And okay. You wonder why I ship.
Yeah, Ring ships us. I don't know why.
Okay, I don't really ship him. It was a misunderstanding that I took the joke with. You wish. If you were anime.
If I was what?
Anime. I don't ship real people.
Oh, anime. Right. She doesn't ship real people.
Oh, man.
I ship you and Ryan.
I ship everyone. Like, I would ship the bloody H out of the entire chat right now if I wanted to.
Hang on, Dustin.
I ship everything. Like, Pony Rose, for example. Our friend Rosalyn.
Hang on, Dustin. You can't ship two people that's already a couple. That's like cheating.
Yes, you can. Just like, Oh, I'm trying to remember their name. Little Pip and Homage. That's it. Little Pip and Homage. They're a couple, but you ship them.
I don't know.
Oh, right. Go read Fallout Equestria.
It's too long.
I know it's long, but I kid you not, it's worth it. Ring, I will literally print you up the books and ship them to you if you read it.
Ring, let me put it this way. You know how I've been writing now for about maybe a year, 2 years?
Uh-huh.
Guess what? Fallout Equestria is what got me.
Yeah. It's...
Like, reading that is what pushed me over the edge into reading stuff, writing stuff, doing stuff for whatnot in this.
Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things...
Reason I'm saying whatnot, I'll tell you what.
It changes your outlook on life. It really does. And I know that's giving it a lot of credit, but if you look into the theme... If you look into just the character flaws and everything, like, really
if
analyze
you just look into
this book.
The time taken for it.
Yeah, it changes your perspective on things. It's got that dark slice of life, but it's still happy. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Dare I say it has a human element?
Oh no. Oh, Ace, speaking of how long it is, that's something that a girl will never say to you.
Oh, you know what? No, stop that. That was too far, Ring.
I'm sorry. Not really.
No, really. Don't. No, stop that.
Oh, come on. I bet you're
smart. I realize what she said.
Too inappropriate.
Like, I just didn't think about what she said.
Hey, they won't get it.
No, too.
Got it. If I got it, they got it.
Yeah.
Oh, Dust, that was harsh. To them, I mean.
Anyways, that's coming from you. I don't want to insult you on my radio show, but anyways, I'll insult you later on, after the show.
All right.
Again.
Save me, fans.
Sandwich completely derailed here.
I think this is more of a spaghetti sandwich now.
It's not spaghetti. I like to think that this has a bit of a theme to it. We're on topic. We're not just randomly going about our business.
Until we jumped to Lincoln Pony, we were on a relatively similar sandwich.
I think that's pretty. It has to do with music, and you're doing it, okay. So I think it's okay. Pretty relative. Mm-hmm. Even if it's not EDM, we have other stations on Ponyville Live, and I do delve into other genres. In fact, a good DJ has to delve into other genres. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just stick to EDM.
Actually, Ace, it's funny. You're saying that you're delving into other genres, and I know this is going to... It might light a fuse under people who like Linkin Park, but Linkin Park is every genre.
It's not every genre.
No. If you listen to every song, they are so different.
All right. How about every main genre? Because there's some really askew genres out there. Like Aborigine. Have you ever heard of Aborigine music? It's like a bunch of didgeridoos.
It's most of the known ones. Like, there are songs with dubstep, Light That Never Comes, for example. Yeah. There's songs that are almost hip-hop, and that song I'm thinking of is... Oh, crap, what was it? Ah, it was the second... Leave out all the rest. I can't think of a way to ponify it, but it's a great song. It's a beautiful song.
The entire
Thousand Suns album is just a mix of metal... electronic, hip-hop, rap, and everything. It is...
Yeah. It's a good...
Linkin Park, I don't care what anyone says, Linkin Park is absolutely amazing. In the range of stuff that they do.
I like
and Chester Bennington has the most amazing voice in history.
Yes. I'd say it's a good mix between electronically produced and acoustically produced music. Or instrumentally produced. But yeah, speaking of awesome, Daft Punk, just gonna throw that out there. Just Daft Punk, no
and
explanation.
Back to the derailing sandwich.
And back what? To that sandwich.
Back to derailing the sandwich. Alright, Ace, I think you should music before we get kicked off the air.
No, to be honest with you, this is my first time back on air in 3 weeks. I had an interview with KP Pony the first week. I missed my show. Then, of course, BabsCon. And last week, I was just absolutely sick with the con cruds. And to be honest, I was so sick last weekend that I wasn't even able to do laundry. So I've been surviving on scraps for the last week.
Like
or
your
5 days.
Derpy road?
I love my derpy road.
I know.
Yeah, I'm just, my room's a mess right now. I really haven't even set up everything from BabsCon, but...
So she got all that work.
Yeah.
Alright, forgive me, I just want to tell you where I'm going. I'll be right back, I gotta take a ring.
Ha!
I don't think they wanted to know that.
We're the only ones who know what that means.
We're the only ones who know what that means.
That's why I said it like that.
That's why he said it that
way. Oh yeah, they know me as Ruby, okay. Never mind.
Oh yeah. He is ring. Don't tell anyone.
Excuse me for trying to be professional.
So professional. Hashtag professionalism. This is the appropriate venue, and cry some more, I believe, is a new saying. What? Oh, also at BabsCon, fun little thing. Capra General came up. And his panel was the hang on, I gotta think about this. Information without title. I can't remember it. Anyways, acronym was pretty creative. The if I type it out in the chat, I can do this. IRD. Okay. Information without title creates interesting random dialogue was the name of the panel. It's another one I strongly recommend because the panel was basically a slash MLP. For any of you that know what 4chan is, slash MLP. It's basically a slash MLP panel. And the if you really want to see a spaghetti panel, and if you really want to see what a spaghetti podcast is, go watch that, and then come back and tell me this radio show is spaghetti. Comparatively, it's just... it's amazing. So like I said, go to YouTube, search Ponyville Live, go watch some panels from our little... our recordings. We worked very hard on them. Pardon the mic derps, but the sound guy at the booth was having a relatively hard time with the battery-powered microphones that were constantly giving out. Lesson learned. Wired microphones are your friend. Yeah, so ring.
Yes.
What was your favorite episode? We're just gonna delay here a bit before Dust comes back.
Do you mean like in season 4 or in all of them?
Why not both? Why not? What about season 4? Since season 4 is almost over.
Oh my gosh, that is so hard to pick because I pick my favorite one that I watch next week and it's like, oh my gosh, this beats that!
Yeah, really, this season has
is
done
this
that.
This is season 4?
Yes, welcome back.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, I can't pick. Because I really like Pinkie's Pride because Weird Al was in it. He's like tops.
Weird Al is good.
Yes.
Man, I
and then there's that Sweetie Belle episode.
You know, really, I didn't.
Oh come on! You can't tell me that was cool. That what Luna could do.
Yeah, Luna's cool. I will say that, and that probably made the episode. But personally, I don't like Sweetie Belle. She's the worst CMC. Scootaloo is best. Yeah, I'm sorry, everyone.
Wait,
dropped the
Scootaloo is
there.
Best?
Scootaloo is best.
Okay, first of all, I agree with you. That's not the point. But I remember having a conversation with you, like, no less than two... Okay, maybe last month, but not the point.
No, not last month. I will say Apple Bloom used to be my favorite. But then I got to know the VAs a little better, and it's just...
Picking favorites, huh?
Scootaloo, yes. I am picking favorites now.
You just like Scootaloo catch the eagle. I'm kidding. Don't kick me off the air. Don't kick me off the air.
Anyway, to answer the
real point.
Thank Desk. Thank you, Desk.
I was actually going somewhere with that.
Huh?
I'll come back to that. Just
good.
Finish up.
Because I want to say something. All right. To answer your other question, my favorite episode out of all of it is Mystery on the Friendship Express.
Really?
Yes. It has my favorite element, mystery.
I have a hard time picking.
No, you were just hyped because Pinky in Sherlock Holmes outfit.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Hey, that was my first episode too, so...
Actually, I gotta agree with Ring on that little point. Winter Wrap-Up is probably my favorite episode to like just repeatedly watch because it was the first episode that I ever had to wait for to watch on the Hub. I started watching Pony literally the week before it aired, so I watched them all. And then I said, wow, this is great. And on that Wednesday, I started on Monday. And on that Wednesday, I finished watching them all up to that episode. And I said, wow, I can't believe I caught up. These are really good. What am I doing? I am a guy and I like this show. I must not tell anyone. and then I went to wrap up come out, and then I memorized that song within 2 days, and just so yes, I am a 2010 brony. I can officially say that I have been a brony since the beginning, because if you became a brony 2010, you can claim that title.
I got three things to say. First of all, Ace, I don't know if I was a brony before you, but I do know that I was on Celestia Radio before you.
Oh yeah, you were. I didn't join the fandom until, oh gosh, maybe a little less than 2 years ago. No, right at 2 years ago.
Well, not the point at all. I'm trying to find one episode, and I can't remember what it is. That, like, my favorite episode, honest all things, in season 4 is Inspiration Manifestation with the, you know, disparity shipping.
That was good. Although I hate Spike. I hate Spike. That's why this most recent episode, I was like, it was a good episode, but I was still like, I get to hate Spike because all of the writers and everybody on the show hates Spike. He's like that little brother you love to hate, but yeah, so.
Oh, wow. No wonder he's been getting all the hurt jokes.
That's literally why. Like, if you go look at the writers panel or the VA panel, I can't remember which one, at BrabsCon, the question was asked, do you guys hate Spike or something? And M.A. Larson was like, yes.
You might have been joking.
Wow.
No, he wasn't joking. And then Peter New chimed in and was like, everybody hates Spike. And I was like, okay.
Can I finish?
Well, can I finish the...
I honestly wanted to tell you my favorite episodes. My two favorite episodes of all time, and I know that's really cheap to pick two, but they just are, and ironically they're both holidays, is Luna Eclipse with, you know, Night and Luna, just because I love that episode. Luna. I loved it. And then Heartstorming Eve.
You're absolutely right.
It was just an amazing episode. Just as a whole, not even what it focused on, just it was well done.
It was, it really was. Now, I can't, to be honest, I can't watch that during the summer. It's just too Christmassy time for me to watch that. But, yeah. You alright there?
Yeah. Ace, you remember, it's not
there. Oh, right.
It's your guardian.
Right. Ring, bless your guardian for me. I said bless you. Ow. That hurt. Sandwich. Derail. Okay. We can't keep a straight sandwich. Here, so. We really can't.
We keep trying to get to the damn... crap! We keep trying to get to the darn Subway footlong sandwich, but we can't. We're about halfway
really
there.
Can't.
That just
like,
sandwiches off.
I met Squirrel, like I said, at BabsCon, and he scares the hell out of me because you look at him and he's like, oh my god, I am working for a... guy that looks like he should be a multimillionaire.
I thought you were going to say, I'm working for a guy who looks like he should be raped.
What? No.
Like, I don't know why, but that's where my mind was heading. Like, he looked like an edgy guy, not a guy who was intimidating.
No.
A guy who was scary. That's what my mind put together. That's my bad. Sorry.
I'm not going to lie, I was completely blown away by who this guy was. No, Fit Squirrel, please don't fire me. Impressed, I should say. Very well clean cut. His teeth were straight.
Yeah, Ace is the one complimenting you.
I don't know.
It's like completely wrong, sorry.
I think I just insulted him, though.
You didn't insult him, you just said that he scares you, and I think that makes him happy.
I just said his teeth were straight, which is interesting for a British person. I never imagined, you know, British, classic British is, okay, bad joke there. We're just going to add that to the bad pun counter.
Not even I would go that far.
I feel bad. Okay, yeah.
We're all going home.
Welcome to Dropping the Bass with DJ Pony Ace. Surprisingly lacking amount of bass and way, way more bad puns than usual. But anyways. Dusk. Random thing, since we're just absolutely jumping trains, or jumping sandwiches here, I'm not even going to try. Celestia Radio, bit of news for all of you. a bit of news for everybody. Celestia Radio has joined Bunny Bill Live. So big round of applause there. We never thought that would happen. Dust can attest to this when we started.
When we started, Celestia Radio hated our bums.
The story behind Celestia Radio and Lunar Radio. Brony Born, the owner of Lunar Radio, actually created that out of frustration with Celestia Radio. And
I helped.
Dust did help. We've been there from the beginning for Lunar Radio, but it's funny because back then, CR had a very strict no advertising rule, and there were not a lot of pony radio stations back then. There were three: Celestia Radio, Everfree Radio, and Lunar Radio. And I take that back. There was also Brony Radio, but it wasn't near as big. In fact, really only two were Celestia Radio and Everfree. But
And they had a war like up there.
They did have a war, but I kid you not. If you even said the word Lunar Radio in the CR chat, they would give you a 1,000-year ban.
It's funny.
It really is.
Because that happened to me.
Yes, it happened. See, what happens is we knew the guys over at Celestia Radio. So the IRC mods that didn't know us, we'd just go in there and troll them. We really would. But we'd go in there and just be like, yeah, I heard this radio station called Lunar Radio. Is that affiliated with you? Banned.
Wow.
No.
But yeah,
my experience with it was I advertised for both radios just to, in the chat, because I was stupid at the time and didn't think anyone knew what radios were. So I would randomly put on there, oh, hey, Celestia Radio is interviewing blah, blah, blah. And then one day I put, oh, Lunar Radio is doing this. Pony Toast banned my ass.
Pony Toast did. That was a long time ago, back when Pony Toast was with CR, too. But
I by the way, I'm sorry for swearing. It was force of habit. Swear
PG
quite liberally.
If you let one slip every once in a while, it's fine.
Okay, so back to the point. That was the start of a hatred between me and Pony Toast that brewed for quite a while, and it really boiled over one day when he was on the radio, and he screwed up. I don't know what he did. I don't remember what he did. I don't remember the full basis of the story, to be honest. But we were so pissed off at each other. I got banned. Oh, now I remember what happened. He screwed up. I said something. I got banned. I wasn't aware that I'd been banned. I was kicked in my mind. So I hit. I couldn't join in on the full screen Celestia Radio thing. And then I got pissed, so I went to the smaller one of it, and I got back in.
Odd.
Oh my god, he was pissed because I had apparently ban evaded.
Okay.
Now, this was before I knew internet,
right,
and didn't know what the heck ban evasion was.
I know exactly what happened. He didn't ban your IP, he banned you by your client.
Yeah. And then I proceeded to get banned for 1,000 years. I was so pissed.
It's glorious. It really is. You look out your screen, it says you have been banned for 1,001 years.
I was so pissed. I ripped him a new one on Skype. I screamed at DJ Shamrock Shamrock. That's right. I don't know if he's still a thing, but Shamrock. I was friends with Shamrock, and I was just yelling at him because I was so pissed. Like, Shamrock, I got kicked and banned for nothing. You ban evaded, dude. Pony Toast takes that really seriously. It's like, I don't even know what that is. How can I do it? By the way, if I just got really yelled and popped someone's mic, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, don't do that.
I was just confused as all, and eventually we looked at each other's screens and just realized
that was really stupid. And we proceeded to laugh about it, became somewhat friends, but we're still kind of distant. I haven't talked to him in years. But we got over it. It was just the fact that I've had a war and or helped every DJ on Celestia Radio.
Yeah. They're really good people over there at Celestia Radio, though.
They are nice people.
They've been around a long time. We've actually been around longer, just going to say that. But they've been around a while. They're good people. They've mellowed out quite a bit over the last few months. And just like I said, I love every station we have over at Ponyville Live. I've had some kind of dealing in everyone. It's just... I know, I'm just absolutely...
So, I still have one thing that I loved about Deimos Fox, and I know I'm derailing the sandwich again, but...
It's all good.
The first time I met him and heard him on the radio, this is what we did. D as in Deimos Fox. E
oh my God.
As in everybody loves Deimos Fox. M as in my Luna. It's Deimos Fox. And he just kept going.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Oh my gosh.
Deimos I couldn't Fox. Get over it. It was just so perfect.
Absolutely. Deimos Fox, listen, he's a good guy. Great VA.
He's really cool about it, too. Like, when I said he yelled at me about the fact that all of his notifications were off, he really didn't. He was just kind of telling me, it's like, dude, all of my notifications are off. You're not really helping me. It's like, but you told me, not the point.
Deimos Fox has a voice like chocolate in your ears. It's real deep. And right now I'm struggling to keep this low, but man, he can talk lower
than
this.
Put it quite simply, Deimos Fox can hit this without really trying.
That's just his normal.
And he can sound like Sean Connery.
He literally sounds like the trailer announcer guy, except that's how he talks normally. So anytime you have a conversation with him, it's like just this overpowering voice of his, and it's. I'm Deimos Fox, and it's like, wow, you are Deimos Fox.
I'm Deimos Fox.
I can't not agree with that. And,
I don't do it justice. Yeah, I honestly can't.
None of us do it. Yeah, none of us do it justice.
I can probably hit about as low of a note as his if we were singing.
But your mic.
But I can't speak as low as him.
Your mic just doesn't pick up the bass. Anyways, back
like,
to.
He sounds like he's Sean Connery's older. Brother.
Older, more masculine brother.
That's what I meant to say. He's more masculine brother.
Now, speaking of Deimos Fox, I swear to the 31 listeners, thank you for putting up with me, by the way, and my lack of music tonight. Just feeling feeling pretty bad. I worked on my truck all day, and I've been so tired today because I work nights and I've been up all day, so I've been up for way too long, and if I DJ it'd be sloppy, etc. But
and he's cranky.
I am a bit cranky. I've been up last night, and then at 5:30 a.m. I don't know if you've been following Twitter. I don't want to get too much into it, but bombs were being dropped, and I damaged damage control since then, and fighting on the internet. Anyways, point being, thanks for putting up with me and my as Ring puts it, spaghettiness. But as I was saying, Deimos Fox is heavily into trading cards, which is why I'm going to this next topic. Do any of you collect the collectible trading card series by Interplay?
I'm sorry, what?
So do any of you guys collect the tradable... collectible trading. I don't know what they're called. The
trading cards.
Interplay trading cards. Yeah, that's it. See, I'm tired. By Interplay.
I'm a closet brony. Remember?
You're a closet brony. That's right. Anyways, I have spent way more money than I should have on all of these cards, and I have a stack of what would equal 3 decks put together. Of duplicates That's not including all the ones I have in this binder over here, but just of duplicates. And I had this idea, I don't know if anybody's listening that can make this happen, but they need to make like a eBay or Craigslist for trading cards. You put up what you want, and then people give you offers, and then you trade that way. And it would just be a really good idea, I think. I don't know.
I feel like that's a thing. I honestly feel like that's a thing, but only for Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah, I feel like that might be a thing for Yu-Gi-Oh cards, but it needs to be for these Interplay trading, Pony trading cards, because I'm not going, like I said, I'm not, actually I don't think I announced this, I'm not going to TrotCon, unfortunately. I'm saving the, probably about $750 I would spend on the trip to TrotCon and putting it towards a new mix deck. Not just any mix deck, the Newmark's NS7 Mark II mix deck.
For those of you who don't know, it's motorized.
It is. I told Dusk it was motorized, but this thing, I love my Mixed Track Pro, but it's limited. It's your basic two deck sliders, a 3-point equalizer, a looper, and then nice little effects, but with this thing, it's just got so much more flexibility. It's got the trackpad, so you can actually, you know, put in a kick or a snare and make your own beats. What most people don't know is that the trackpads, the little disc-looking things on top of a DJ set, unless it's a vinyl or motorized, they don't spin.
Hmm.
They just sit there and you spin them. But the thing about, yeah, the problem is with that is it just when you scratch, it doesn't sound natural, because when you touch the track, it just instantly stops, and then you scratch, and then it plays back up. That's just not how a scratch is supposed to be.
Ruins the tape.
Well, there's it's just the MP3.
Oh, never mind. I was thinking of like the way DJs used to do it.
Yeah, back on vinyl, they actually had special needles for that. But yeah, it actually would ruin the vinyl if you do it too much. Now, the thing about it is that this NS7 that I'm beginning actually has the motorized vinyls, so it treats the MP3 or the wave as a record. And what happens is it'll actually spin up. It's just like a belt vinyl player. It'll spin up, it's got the vinyl grips, so it actually feels like a disc, and it acts exactly the way if you had this song on a vinyl, scratching it with a needle.
Yeah, vinyl scratch.
Beautiful. Yes, that's where that vinyl scratch. Yeah. You all now know the origin of vinyl scratch. Congratulations. But yeah, it's just, it's got all these features.
Can you name the next con you're going to go to now that I has money?
The next con I will be attending is Fiesta Equestria in Austin, Texas.
You're going to take these off.
And where then is after, it's in Austin, Texas. Thus, the flight from Atlanta is like $200. I can't imagine how much it would be like halfway there. You might be able to drive.
Hey, just... I can drive everywhere where I live. Just, I'm not going to tell anyone where I live. I'm just going to give you the hint of I live in the center of the country.
Which is why we always... speaking of which, real quick, how's the weather?
It's actually not cold.
It's not cold.
It's not cold anymore.
I had to do that.
It's been raining to beat hell all freaking week.
It's raining. Anyways, it's pouring.
I missed it when he was
I apologize. I had to do that. It's been too long. Dusk. Austin, Texas. If you're going to DerpyCon South, you should be able to make it to Austin, Texas. But yeah, Fiesta Equestria, our very own Silver Eagles, actually, I believe co-con chair, something like that of it. So lots of fun will be had. Be sure to come see me.
Give me one thing. Like, when is it?
It is July 12th, off the top of my head. Actually, let me look it up. Quick ring, play me off.
Dun 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 dun.
Okay.
Okay, good. He's gone. Oh, hello.
Okay, I apologize. It is July 11th through the 13th. So.
Ooh.
We actually have a pretty good lineup of guests.
I just remembered. 4th of July!
Yes.
My favorite holiday!
As I was saying, Tombstone will be there, which is rare because he lives all the way in freaking Israel. So he'll be there. Really excited.
Because?
Yes. I mean,
don't gang!
Anyways, all right.
We'll need to take it. Ace, I'm gonna need your help.
Actually, Dusk, we do have press passes. This goes out.
Yes.
This goes out to anybody that
finally do something in life.
A part of PBL press passes, everybody.
Wait,
sign up for them.
Does that count me?
This money is in my account now. It makes me happy. I might be
able
to
know. Can you stream?
Well, it might.
Well, you actually, the thing about it is press passes aren't given away. You do have to work at them. Like, the first day of BabsCon, I recorded panels for 12 straight hours. I got up, started recording panels at 2 p.m. I didn't get to leave the EDM concert that night until 3 a.m. It's actually a little longer.
Gosh.
I was Ace, all that time. I barely got
here. You know how my sleep schedule is.
Yeah, but yeah. So I mean, if you're a camera pony, yes. I mean, you obviously have.
Yeah,
to work.
I can run a camera. I'm actually.
Passes. We don't just take press passes from conventions without working because we don't roll that way. All sorts of good things. So, be sure to go to Fiesta Equestria. I'll see you there. Unfortunately, like I said, I won't be at TrotCon. Dusk is. I'm gonna try my best to get him to Fiesta Equestria too.
Hey, you aren't gonna help me do shit because I have money now.
He has
money. I don't like owing people money.
Which, if
yeah.
I or BB is listening to this, cough, cough.
You know they're not.
Yeah, I know they're not.
Wait, Bernie Vaughn owes you money?
He does.
Anyway, speaking of people I know who started Luna Radio with Bronyborn and myself, how's BJ? And no, not Blowjob. Blackjack.
BJ
Dude.
Is... Damn it, Dusk. BJ is co-owner of... Dang it. Hive Radio.
Huh.
I believe
is that part of PBL?
It is part of PBL. It's nice on the site. It is an Australian station. He's back with us in the admin. I actually really am happy to have Blackjack back. He's really.
Oh my!
He's a good guy.
And actually, it's funny because I haven't been in a chat with any of you since Bloody Nom. But
We still haven't heard.
Yes,
from
that's my only saying. Since Nom.
Hey, every time we mention someone famous, we get more listeners.
Actually, Living Tombstone, Alex S. Crap.